prayer. Now remember, I cannot heal. It only tells what happens when the people are standing. They begin to look, and they're wondering, and then when the Spirit begins to speak to them and tell them what their disease and afflictions are, why, their faith just moves right up and the thing leaves them. Now, if I'm able to tell that what's on you and what's done it by the Spirit of God, then I know when it's leaving. Like if Moses could foretell what was going to happen and it come to pass, we believe that the creation was according to his word, do we not? Because it's God speaking both ways. All right? Now, I want all to pray and be real reverent everywhere over the building. Wherever you are, everyone be reverent. But now you pray. You don't bow your head till I ask you. Or you can bring your patient, brother. Now, everyone be just as reverent. And I still feel tonight that something... Now, sometime when the Spirit of the Lord gets real near, I lose track of what I'm saying, you see. But now, just to notice right now, if I can try to tell you, it's beginning to move down now for this patient. I do not know the lady, know nothing about her. Just a moment, when it contacts, it's on me now. Now when I get a hold of some cool stuff. She's deaf. All right, everyone bow your head. Everywhere now. Our Heavenly Father, who brought again Jesus from the dead, thou art here to heal our sister and to declare your divine power. And we've made boldly the statement that nothing could stand before the gift of God, that what would be told in the woman seemingly has faith. And I ask thee to deliver her tonight from this affliction that Satan has placed upon her, that she might be a testimony in her community of the healing power of God, that her testimony might start an old-fashioned revival. Grant it, Lord. Thou deaf spirit who's come upon the woman, I adjure thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, leave the woman, come out of her.
Trouble is good.
sitting at a desk waiting to find her. This certain day, when a certain thing happens to me there, where an addiction occurs, now when you now also are suffering with the peptic ulcer of your stomach, which is causing you to have stomach trouble, isn't that right? Now a real strange feeling is up on you, isn't that right? Sister dear, Jesus Christ makes you whole. You remove your glasses, you go home, eat what you want to for your healing.
Stomach trouble and eye trouble. Notice they're getting their healing now without prayer.
Believe with all your heart that you're trying to believe. Dear woman, we're deep. Aren't you? You've been deeply depressed. You've been having troubles. You know what I'm speaking of? I won't say it. Or may I have your hand? There's something else. Oh, it's a cancer, sister. That's too bad. But do you believe that Jesus Christ will heal you and will make you well? So that you have had troubles and trials. Of course, now that strange feeling upon you, that's the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to look here so that you will have more faith to believe. Here's now what I call a vibration. Come close. I want you to notice my hand there. I want you to look how it looks. See how speckled and how black looking it turns and how just little white things running over there. I'm going to take your hand off and I'm going to put my hand upon. Now it's not there now, is it? Looks like anyone else's hand. I'll put this hand here upon. Looks just as normal, does it? Reverend Lindsay, would you come forward? I'll put Reverend Lindsay's hands upon. Just normal, like. I'll put my own hand. It's normal. Now watch, I'll pick up this hand right here. And lay it up on there. Now look at it. It swells, turns real red looking, bloodshotty, and little white things. That's your cancer, sister. That's the life of a demon that's trying to take your life. And it's moving to here. Now that feels perfect. All my wrists and arms. It moves right on up to my heart. And that's what does it. I want you to watch my hand. Now, if that remains that way, your life is very short. If it moves, you're having faith. I've been expecting it to leave at any time, but so far it hasn't. But you suffer with the dizzy spells also, which is caused from a high blood pressure. And another thing is the time your nervousness is what causes menopause, change of life. Is that right? We had children too. I want you to believe me with all your heart. In order to vindicate what I'm telling you to be true, I want you to watch my hand. And if it stops by, I want you to take this other hand and feel those little things as they're moving over my hand and feet. That's the life of that cancer. It moves through, kind of feels like it's going. Now, if that stops, I want you to see it. Now, the Bible says, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Is that true? You're Christian. And you believe. And you come now, and you're a stranger. I've told you what's the matter with him, what's happened in your life. Is that true? That's a witness, isn't it? You're looking here at something supernatural happening on my hand. Is that right? That's two witnesses. If it remains, it's three. If it leaves, it's three. But this determines whether you'll be well or not. Now, there's nothing else that God could do to cause you to believe. Isn't that right? Now, I want all the audience to bow their head while the patient watches my hand. Our Heavenly Father, we're thinking of the time that Nathaniel came to you. Philip went and got him, and when he came up to Nathaniel, he found him praying, and he said, to Nathanael, come see who I found, Jesus of Nazareth, who was spoke of by Moses, the prophet. He said, could anything good come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. And when he came to the prayer line, oh God, we can see the Spirit of God move Jesus. He said, there's a Christian. There's a believer, an Israelite indeed otherwise. And Nathanael said, when did you know me? He said, before you come, you were praying under a tree. And he said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. Oh, you promised that your Spirit would be with us always, even to the end of the world. And you're here tonight to detect, to tell, and to heal through faith. And Father, we're so thankful that you said a little while and the world will see me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. How thankful we are that you're here in New York with us tonight in this auditorium. And this our sister who's prayed and a Christian, and we're taught that all things work together for good to them that love you. And Father, I've spoke to her everything that you've put in my mouth, and I'm expecting you to heal her. Won't you grant it, Lord, before she is taken away? I ask you to grant it. Give me faith, Father, in this challenge as she's watching my hand. Thou art demon, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Of course, you see, it didn't do any starting or cutting.
I've never moved my hand, just as normal as any man's hand, isn't it?
just went away, just vanished away. Now there's three witnesses, and the Holy Spirit speaking through the church witnessed that it was sent. Now there's your healing's over, sister. God bless you. Let's just bow our head and offer thanks. Bring your patient, if you will. Father, I pray thee to be merciful. Let thy people see, dear Father, thou works and know thee. Through Jesus Christ, I pray this blessing. Amen.
On the lady's card was the word cancer for 3 years.
That you will move the choking spirit from out of her state. I assure you by Jesus, our God. All right, you see what's happened to her. The garter went right from her throat. God bless you. I want to ask you something. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking. The people don't have to come up here to the platform to be healed. They can be healed anywhere in the building. Now, just because those people had prayer cards and come up, see, we give out 50 cards or 100 cards, and then we come to the meeting and just mix those cards together. From 1 to 50 or 4, then we had a time that the people just rally. If they couldn't get number one card, they didn't want to come. And if they didn't get somewhere within 15 or 20 where we'd reach in a night, they didn't want no card. So we had to mix the cards up. And then they would ask, what number were we going to start with? So instead of that, we just let them get together, give the cards out, and select a number. Some were in that group, and then call and pray for as many as we can through the night. Now, that's the way that we have found more successful and operating. And the people come to the platform. The only good it does to come to the platform is just to have their self, just to be stand here, that it might. You don't have to come for that. Well, God can reveal right here now the secret of every heart in this building. And I know this one thing. There's a great, great group of people here that believes. There seems to be a pressure coming from everywhere. God can do all things. All things are possible to them that believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, he can speak out there. But now, look. If he has verified this to be the truth, do you believe it is the truth? It's the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, if I never see you again, I've told you the truth. And now, God will heal and will heal everybody here if you'll just believe it. Now, I've asked him to do that tonight. And I believe God. I believe that he's going to do what I've asked him to do. For I think, what if that was my mother, father, brother, my child, or whatever it was, sitting out there or sick? There was a little girl, just looked this way, just in a sweet little thing. She was, her little vibrations moved up. She's sitting here, a little black-headed girl. Sweetheart, stand on your feet. I want to look at you. Just look here. Yes, stand up. Look up this way, honey. You've been wanting that child to get in the prayer line, haven't you, sister? If I, by the Spirit of God, can tell you what's wrong with that child, will you accept me as God's servant? The child's got a growth in his throat. Is that right? It's been bothered. It's something in his throat. It's been bothered. Is that right, honey? Swallow and put your hand on your throat. Jesus Christ heals you now. God bless you. Is that true, my love? God knows all about all things. Here sits a man sitting before me here with a cane in his hand. Brother dear, do you believe me? Look this way. You've been suffering with a heart trouble, haven't you? Lay that cane down and go on out of the building. You're healed, sir. You don't need it. Do you all believe Jesus Christ? I want you to look this way. God knows all your heart. Here sits a lady sitting here with a red waist on. Look this way, sister. Seems like you're in trouble. Your husband's sitting there holding you, your loved one. Looky here. You're suffering. You've had some trouble recently, haven't you? You've been to a clinic or a hospital. Yes, you've had an operation, haven't you? You was the Mayo Brothers. Is that right? I can see the institution. It's happening between you and I. It's a gallbladder operation, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? You're worrying about it because you're weak. Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole now. Don't have no fear. Everybody believe. That's right. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. He's sure he knows all things. Do you believe it? Here is a poor old colored lady sitting there with a black hat on. Stand on your feet. You was deaf, woman. You can hear now. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You was deaf. Is that right? You're all right now? Can you hear me? Sure, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Why, he'll heal everybody in the building right now. Do you believe it? Stand up a minute. Raise up your hands. That's free, up in the balcony. You there that has the cancer, you're well. Jesus Christ healed you. You standing there, this big cripple, stand up out of that chair. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You, right here, that man there, you say, yes, sir, brother. Jesus Christ heals you right now. That's right. You come from that place. That there, standing right there in the balcony, yet girl, and right there, this big cross eye. It's over. Look and see, your eyes are straight. Oh, he's here, friends. He's making whole this minute. Everyone, let's lift up our hands and our voices to give praise to the Lord Jesus. Now I rebuke every power of doubt, every demon spirit that he'll turn this audience loose at this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, you in the chairs, raise up. You that's sick, you're well. Almighty God, I commit this to you. Lord God of heaven and earth, send thy power upon this waiting audience, making this what you promised. I now ask for a complete deliverance of every sick person in the building in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Accept it. Believe it. Right now, I feel the pressure that there's hundreds of people right now has been healed. If I've told you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. Now, God has verified.
Will you just draw near over to you? Jesus, your great presence. They all were the audience. And I have made a great statement that I've made to the meeting. And I know without you, I have been total failure. I can't do it in myself, Lord. And I must have you. Will you just stand now? Will you be able to help these poor people? Look upon them tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon them. Give them great faith to believe. Know your divine will and truth. Help them now. May every demon power be set to thy spirit tonight. Give us faith, the body's faith, to challenge this enemy and his duel. And I know not what the matter these people are, but thou dost know. You just help me to know, Lord, then it'll build their faith, their loving to know more about you. As I go forward now to challenge the enemy, will you go with me, Lord, and help me? In the name of Christ, Son, Jesus, I ask. Just as reverent as you can. Pray, everyone. All right, now how don't you bring them to me just one at a time? I want you to notice the expression on the face of people. Just a few moments from the knowing, just a little more when it starts coming, usually it starts sounding or something. Change the expression when it gets near here. I just hold them to the two. Yes, the back one, right now. How did you work the new frontier in the city? No, I'm excited. It's a great city to be. If you're a stranger to me, I don't know you. Yes, maybe I've never seen you. Your design, I probably see you, but just know you. Now you're suffering, some call somewhere. Now I'll be able to tell you maybe if I can hold you. Yes, my brother. Heart trouble that's been bothering you for some time. You have a stomach trouble also. Isn't that right? You consulted a doctor about this too, and they don't give you much hope or bad news at all. Something. You believe with all your. Yes, I want you to look at it on top. Your whole trouble has changed your makeup, your morbid, kind of deep thinker. Your nervousness, you became as an inward nervous, a type of nervousness, things cause you trouble. Really, your heart trouble is a nervous heart, what it is. I believe you're all that. And your stomach has caused the peptic ulcer in your stomach, has caused you trouble, stress. And sometimes in laying down, your heart hurts a little bit. Usually, meditation causes you to make your heart flutter. But now, if you believe with all your heart, you may be well. Is that the truth, what I told you? Then there's someone that would have it knowing that, isn't there? You believe the Spirit of God is human. You have strange feelings, knowing that you're saying you're a supernatural title. A feeling kind of like awe because of your presence. I really ask you, Lord, how you come to be Christ. Your faith is missing. Would you die with it? Yes, God is with you. Our Heavenly Father, you're here. Came to connect, to come to you, to beg mercy, and now here he is at the place. Help me, dear God, to have faith for me. Thou demon that bound this man, caused this trouble, I cure thee by the Son of God. Leave the man, come out of him. Just a moment, everyone, that you name your head. God would still be in my hand. That color is so different from my hand. I looked at the Western. You're the statement. You're Christian. You've been prayed for before. I won't be able to pronounce it well, and I can only do it when God brings it down into you. Now, just right now, settle the question now for all of us. If you're going to believe it right now, if you believe that I told you the truth about you, Father, be merciful to my brother. He wants to eat again and feel good. He wants to be able to walk and not have those feelings. And Lord, you're the only one who can help him. So I pray, God, if it's my faith, if we forgive me, and if it's his faith, Lord, build him up now to the place where he leaves. Anyway, that his faith is echoing back, that he believes, and help me to have faith and over this enemy that's bound to me. That demon, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, come out of the man. Now, can you raise your hand, friend? And I'm healed. That's how many different things you said about this today. You felt that as a word on the ground. Go ahead, now. Go ahead, keep talking. Now, you understand.
Brother Branham deserves this disease affliction entirely by the Spirit of God. He never sees the card. Now, on the card are the words, heart and stomach trouble.
Now, the brother, he felt that he just left him. Now, the man can go right out now, and anything he wants to do without any misery, he'll be testifying that he'll be well. All right, sir. Everyone be real reverent, just reverent. Just think that one man was healed. Feel like a throb coming out. People begin to give me hypertension outside there. Good evening, sir. Now, I want you to look right at me. And this is not me. It's just the art you're human. And you have a spirit. And this anointing is by another spirit that contacts you. And I would like to have your hands up. Someone with a little boy, keeping close to the mother somewhere. Come closer. Our Heavenly Father, our brother stands here afflicted. And I just ask you with all my heart to be merciful, knowing there's nothing can help him except you in a great, strong, kind-looking man like this to be afflicted for such a power. That doctors can do nothing with. But Lord, one morning a man brought a boy to you. It's talking to your disciples and they could do nothing for him. He's had an epileptic fit. And when the demon saw you, the boy fell on the ground and crossed the mouth. She said, take him up. He'll be all right. And that's probably the last spell he ever had. Or you cast it out of him. The father said, can you help my boy? He said, I can help him. He believed. For all things are possible for them to believe. Oh, dear God, if you were standing on this platform tonight, physically in body, you stretch forth your hands, this man would look upon you. And you would know you were here. He would believe you. But now you're here in another form, working in your church. He said, a little while, the world will be more yet. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Now he's the representative of your blood. I come in a challenge of faith, so help me, dear God, to drive from the man the evil power. Thou demon called epilepsy, hold your peace. But in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died at Calvary and gave his blood freely, I charge thee through him, come out of the man. Leave. I went there. Tell us who was here. Archie, raise your head. The brother standing here had a cruel feeling swept over just then. Everything left me.
On the brother's card is the word epilepsy.
All right, brethren. Everybody, this is reverent as you can. God will bless and will heal. How many loves him? Say amen. Wonderful. All right, everybody, we're going to heal. I can feel that hitting of that of what's happened. If you believe now with all your heart, I'll ask him. If you believe that I'll ask him, you'll be able to hear. You serve him all your life. Give him praise. You believe that he sent me to do this? You have other troubles too, don't you? You have other troubles, physical troubles. Our Heavenly Father, this dear woman has come up here. A death spirit has got on her. And she death only hearing the age that comes. But thou art her age, Lord. You who created her can make her well. I pray thee to be merciful to her. Grant her healing now. Also, for this trouble in her back, this rheumatic pain,
Dear Heavenly Father, heal her also there. See, her eyes are getting weak also. Grant she'll be a different person. Heal. Go out to serve you all the days of her life, giving a testimony, causing others to be brought to the glorious gospel of Christ. May her testimony be used in a great way for the glory of God. That day she's got left, may it be spent glorifying you. And we're taught that all things work together for good to them that love you. Maybe just come up on her and give her a testimony. You can heal her and let her go out and testify that when others can do. Help her just now. Without demon of death, spirit of infirmity, binding her body, I cure thee by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and Son of Luke. Come out, everyone, just remain in your head by just a moment. It did not every time. Please do not raise your head when you hear my voice. Sometimes, many people, sometimes you think you believe, you know, you just raise your head, throw it right back on. I don't do that. Let me really stop. And you'd be real nice to sort of stop. With all your heart. Father, be merciful now and heal our sister so that she may be God's disciple and testimony of divine need. God's spirit of deafness, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Just remain here without it. Just a moment, Father. You hear me? Can you hear me? Amen. 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 Hear me now? All right, you may raise your hand. That's right. Hear me? Hear me? I haven't got your ear trumpet in now. Now the strength is there. About an hour, maybe 2 hours, you'll be hearing right real well. And about day after tomorrow, you go all the way deaf again. Then about 2 days after that, you begin to get a running out of your ears. Then come back, you'll be hearing normal and well then. There's a growth on the eardrum, you see, Father. God bless you, sister. And your other troubles are gone. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Have faith and believe with all the heart, and God will bring you. All right, bring the next man. Now, there's things that happen, you see, as you had a growth on your eardrum. How many knows that when anything dies, immediately after it dies of strength, how many knows that? How many deer hunters is in here? Let's hear it. All right. You kill the deer tonight and tell the boys how much it weighs. Be careful in the morning. It'll weigh a lot different, isn't that right? Let a little animal get run over on the street here, it'll shrink. An undertaker knows that. They take the false teeth out of the patient. They call that the shrink, to do his push out. But then, after it swells, after it shrinks for a while, then it'll start swelling. Then, like the body of a little dog. That's the reason I told her, she'll go all the way dead now. And after about 72 hours, it starts to she'll be hearing good, she'll hear now. She can hear a thing first, she can hear now. Practically normally. Because as soon as the life went out of it, it went down. Now, if she gets among believers, and now just, after the corruption sets them to it, I told her to be running from the ears. Listen at her testimony in about 4 or 5 nights from now. This is what happened. Just have faith now. And believe. You've been trying to get a hold here. You've been asking God to speak to me. Isn't that right? Now look this way. I've seen a vision move above you a while ago. You're from away from here. Isn't that right? You're stranger here in the city. And you come from a place where there's a more of a level country. Lots of wind blows. Something like Texas, Kansas, or Dakotas, or somewhere through there. It's a level country. Where you're at. you're suffering. Let me see. Look, watch this. Oh, your trouble's in your mouth. You have cancer in the mouth, I believe. Isn't that right? That is right. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, makes you whole, sir. Go on, Lord God. Let us give him praise.